Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes and I'm joined, as per usual, by my hardcore statistical genius, Augie. And he's with us on the other side of the wire. And where would we start this week? Well, of course, everyone's talking about US, Ukraine, peace talks, but there's not that really much to talk about in that regard, right, Augie? So we're kind of going to avoid it a little bit. But staying in the old USA, guess who's back? Guess who's back on his feet? Guess who's thawed out and has been basically wheeled out into public view again? Our old friend, the self-propelled granddad, yes, Sleepy Joe. He's out and about and he's on the speaking circuit. Yeah, he must be running out of money. But there's one problem. Nobody seems to be buying. No one seems to be actually looking for a completely retarded, delusional, mumbling cretin to speak at their after dinners. And it ain't cheap, right, Augie? What's old Sleepy Joe charging the average punter for an after-dinner speech these days, Huggy?
Well, the self-propelled granddad is a little cheaper than Obama, and he charges $300,000 per speech. And if travel is required, he wants a private jet and expenses for five staffers.
Wow. So nobody wants to buy it. Obama's probably still a bit trendier, but Sleepy Joe, he really is pulling out all the stops. Let's have a listen. Run the video, Augie.
Fewer than 100 days, this new administration has made so much, done so much damage and so much destruction. It's kind of breathtaking. You could have it this soon.
He's talking about an administration doing damage and destruction. Is he serious?
Pushing an additional 7,000 employees, 7,000 out the door in that time, including the most seasoned career officials.
What is he talking about?
Now they're getting ready to push thousands more out the door.
I mean, yeah, and? Well, you know, the reason nobody's probably paying for the speeches, Augie, is because USA, the cash is dried up. Think about it. Mm-hmm. So speaking of USA being out of cash, you know, all you got to do is kind of poke around a bit and you can see, number one, who's squealing the most about, you know, having no cash. People that you would have thought would have had it anyway. No, they don't. USAID has pulled the plug, pulled the rug. And Rent-A-Protester seems to have lost a bit of quality too, right, Augie? Let's have a look at a dude who probably looks like a meth addict, who suddenly decided to protest against Trump. No sign of these guys, funny, when the cash was rolling about. Let's have a look at this dude. Looks like something from The Night of the Living Dead. Run the video, Augie. What? The Last of Us. What? Like, what? Are you serious? Oh, man, this great. That's what you call literally scraping the barrel, right, Augie? So while the meth addicts are protesting against Trump, for what? Yeah, the great crime of trying to find peace in Ukraine, being concerned about the people who are dying there, wanting the war to end. What a disgusting position for Trump to have, what? Absolutely awful. Remember, peace is a dirty word in Europe these days. You know, they don't want it. But someone else who's not too interested, it's a congressman, Congressman Fitzpatrick, another American who decided to go to the front line and take some videos of himself trying to shoot at Russian soldiers, you know, signing artillery shells with the little moniker to send over the lines to kill somebody. It's all a bit grim, you know. We've seen this before in Israel, Palestine, this kind of gloomy, grimy sort of nastiness about signing artillery shells to go and blow people to bits, human beings. Let's have a look at Brian doing his thing. And afterwards, we might have a few little nuggets of information about Mr. Fitzpatrick. Run it, Augie. Yeah, here he is. Like, what is the point of this? What is the point of this? What is the point of being a lawmaker in the United States elected by the people to concentrate on, hey, newsflash, the American people, the American taxpayer? That's the priority, pal. Not screwing off to Ukraine to try and get a few little shots for Instagram. But Augie, I believe you've been doing what you do best, rooting around in Mr. Fitzpatrick's dustbins, and you found out that he ain't the golden boy after all, right?
Yeah, of course. As a Himself being a traditional old-school Republican, he's of course a dirty double-faced rat that gets hard at bloodshed. And here's the thing. Earlier, back in 2022, Mr. Fitzpatrick, being a vehemently anti-Chinese person, took $1 million from occasional mogul Steve Wynn, who was accused later of rape, and also of working for the Chinese government, by the DOG, no less. Didn't stop, and he never returned the money, of course.
He never gave the cash back.
Doesn't matter, you know, the money doesn't smell for Mr. Fitzpatrick.
You know, why is it the washed-out actors like Sean Penn, grifters, like, you know, this Jay in Kiev cretin, Boris Johnson, failed politicians. Why do they all end up in Kiev? Why is that? Is it the losers club? I think the losers club is going to lose big time pretty soon anyway. Well, we know that British paedophiles, right? Check it. British paedophiles are making their way to Ukraine to prey on children, particularly in Poland. People who've gone to Poland with their children to escape the fighting are being preyed upon by British paedophiles, you know, the best of Britain. Yeah, it really is attracting a nice crowd, as we say. And of course, it's that time of the year again, Easter, a time of rejuvenation, a time of hope, time for a ceasefire in Ukraine, which the Russians came up with. You know, I'm sure Zelensky didn't really like that, so he had to make up loads of fake Russian attacks. But over stateside, let's stay there. You really got a look at wholesome American life, I think, Augie. I think it's fair to say, in old San Francisco. Yeah, are you going to San Francisco? Be sure to wear flowers in your hair. Yeah, well, maybe at Easter time, you should be a little bit more respectful of the huge Christian population of the earth. Let's not forget, it's a huge religion. And maybe you shouldn't put on a miniskirt if you're a guy and drag yourself out and do some sort of provocative dance around the dying Christ on the cross. I shit you not. This is the level of, I think, societal breakdown that's actually happening in the US and in lots of other countries, in Europe as well. Let's not deny it. Let's have a look. And I warn you, if you're a Christian, you might find this quite offensive. Run the video, Augie. Look, what the f- what's the point of this, Augie? Like, what? Why do this? What is the point? I just don't get it. Like, are you that retarded that this is all you can do to be controversial? It's just pathetic. At Easter time.
Okay, I'm turning this off, Chase.
Turn it off, Augie. Or as we used to say in Ireland back in the day, put a towel over that. Let's stay in San Francisco, you know, the Golden Gate. You know, a beautiful place. Well, it used to be. And there's not only a sort of moral decay, if you like. Now, nobody gives a shit what you do in your own home. Nobody cares if you're gay. No one gives a damn who you're screwing. We really don't care. But keep it to yourself, because we don't want to look at you do it. Now, from moral decay to actual street decay, human decay, here's a little video that was taken by a kid going home from school of everyday life now in San Francisco. This is the reality of how people are living. But have a look at the streets of San Francisco. No Walter Matthau, but there's some crazy going on. Run it, Augie. I mean, this is the human.
Go, baby.
I mean, this is where you're growing up. This is a kid walking home from school. This is what you got to walk through. And I mean, you got to ask yourself, you know, how could a country with that kind of social problems be spending money on anything but trying to fix this by getting involved politically, like the senator over in Ukraine taking his Rambo photographs and videos of himself for TikTok? You know, imagine electing somebody who's in Ukraine while this is going on in your country. You got your priorities all wrong, Brian. Mm-hmm. Get back home and sort this out, you clown. Well, from the eco-scam, let's go back across the ocean to the center of freedom and democracy, liberal values, understanding, kindness, and general greatness. Yes, Ukraine, the one starling of the United States, now being treated basically like something on Don's shoe. They're trying to shake off the Ukro scam, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. But something that happened caught our eye. Of course, we know about the Russian, the Russian suggestion of a truce over Easter. Very important, very ancient religious festival here in Russia and also in Ukraine. This is the big religious festival probably of the year. Now, the Ukrainians, Mr. Zelensky, the narco-fuhrer, he suggested that the Russians had broken the ceasefire, you know, thousands of times. All this complete drivel. Now, in fact, it was the Ukrainians who broke the ceasefire 4,500 times, at least during that 24-hour period. They are also not the brightest boys in class, right, Augie? Because these boys decided not only to break the ceasefire, but to record themselves doing it. And they also managed to insult basically every Christian on the planet while they were at it. Firing rockets, basically, from an MLRS system towards Russian lines. And each rocket that's launched, they say in Ukrainian, in Russian, Christ has risen. Each one. At the end, just to make sure that you're clear that this was the Ukro Nazi army doing their best to bring some Easter cheer, they say the old Slava Ukraini. Run the video, Augie. Yes.
Christos is grass. Christos is grass. Christos is grass.
Unreal. At the end, the little Slava Ukraini. So, what about that, Mr. Zim? What about that, Mr. Narco-Fuhrer? Your boys are launching missiles, insulting Christianity, all at the same time, and even signing off with the old Slava Ukraini, which is a neo-Nazi collaborator's salute. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Happy Easter. So, while the Americans and the Russians are talking to each other, and the Europeans are basically talking to themselves, which is the only thing they're any good at. The Ukrainians are still busy trying to wipe out their own population. So you'd imagine Easter time, right? Very important in the Orthodox Church, like we said, a time when people might get a bit of a break. So let's have a look at how the the meat gatherers for Zelensky, the dictator, operated over Easter. Nothing is sacred to these boys. Absolutely nothing is sacred, literally. Check out what happened when a rumor went around a church service at Easter, which you traditionally bring Easter eggs to and cakes in the Russian Orthodox Church, that the meat men were abroad, that they were coming, that they were going to come and visit and maybe say a prayer for the dying. Run the video, Augie. So this is the boys getting out of Dodge, literally, right? Yeah, adios, bro. It just shows you, you know, ain't nobody hanging around. Ain't nobody wants the golden ticket of a one-way ticket to Bandera for the Narco-Fuhrer. It ain't happening, and I'm taking my Easter eggs with me, bro. So while these traditional Ukrainian men are doing their traditional Ukrainian thing at Easter, as people have done for nearly 1,000 years, probably. The Western Ukrainians who are dispatching those guys to the front to die for the Narco-Fuhrer and for Ursula von der Leyen, we're having a different kind of Easter celebration, right, Augie? Their Easter celebration consisted of basically a satanic get-together in a club where they basically ripped the piss out of Christianity completely. Now, this is the Western freedom and democracy that basically a million Ukrainians have died for. And it's really hard to stomach. Run the video, Augie.
Now, pay attention, Che. These are all men. There's plenty of men in that video, even though they're dressed as women, but nobody raids them.
That's very interesting, Augie. Good point. The dudes in dresses don't seem to have to go to the front. Maybe it's because they like it at the back, if you know what I mean. You can't really talk about warmongering without talking about the Germans. I mean, come on, they're the original. They're the Heinz beans, they're the McDonald's, the burger flippers. When it comes to mass murder and starting world wars, you know, it's hard to compete with the Germans, right, Augie? Now, guess what? At first you don't succeed, you try again, okay? First World War, you can say it wasn't their fault, maybe. Second World War, kind of harder to, you know, get away with. Maybe the bad deal they got in the Treaty of Versailles led to an economic collapse in Germany, you could say. But then Uncle Adolf turns up and starts exterminating people en masse, invading everyone. So that was the second time. And of course, first you don't succeed, second time, try again. And of course, there's always third time lucky, right? And old Mr. Merz has decided and announced publicly, get this, a German leader, the German Chancellor, jawohl, saying that we are ready to take on responsibility for Europe once again. On the video, Hoggy.
Deutschland wird wieder Verantwortung übernehmen. In Europa und in der Welt. Nicht laut, aber verlässlich. Nicht überheblich, sondern partnerschaftlich.
Are you serious, bro? You got a bit of history with this, right? Speaking of history, of course, the Russians have been completely excluded from the celebration of the 80th anniversary at Auschwitz, I read recently. You know, nice little tete-a-tete. So the dudes who built the camp people who ran the camp and exterminated everybody in it, they got their invite, the dudes who died in their millions trying to liberate the camp and save all those people, no invite for them? Oh no, we couldn't do that. That's completely inappropriate. Welcome to Eurostan. And guess what? A man better than you and I, Augie, and there's not many around, Marshal Zhukov, Georgi Zhukov, one of the greatest military leaders of our time in history, responsible for basically overrunning Berlin and surrounding von Paulus at Stalingrad. He said that they would never forgive us for defeating fascism. And it turns out he was absolutely right. And you would imagine also that within Germany, within the country itself, there would be a very vibrant anti-war movement. And traditionally, as we've said before here on the Moscow Mules, that anti-war movement has resided with the left. You know, the socialists have been anti-war, you know, conscientious objectors, the campaign for nuclear disarmament, the CND. This was always a left-wing thing. The right were meant to be the bad boys. But now it's the AfD in Germany who are actually arguing against the war in Ukraine, against spending all this money, against sending Taurus missiles, which America has told them, it's not going to happen. And what about the left in Germany? Well, the left is too busy cramming its meat and two vegetables into a thong and putting on a dress and a wig to give a about starting a war. It's all about the cult of me. That's right. The left have completely abandoned their roots as representing the ordinary worker. And guess who gets sent to the meat grinder in a war? It ain't the elites, my friend. It's you. Run the video, Oggy.
Wir sind keine einfache Partei mehr. Wir sind eine gottverdammte Bewegung geworden. Und wir werden immer mehr und wir werden immer lauter. Wir werden immer mehr zu dem, was eine linke Partei sein muss. Eine Partei, die Politik an der Lebensrealität der Menschen macht. Eine Partei, die sich nicht nur im Wahlkampf ein paar Mal blicken lässt und danach bis zur nächsten Wahl untertaucht.
A villain from a Disney movie. I mean, if you're going to dress up as a chick, do us a favor. You know, don't dress up as the evil godmother from a fairy tale. And a final little nugget of the week, we think is very, very relevant. Poor old Klaus Schwab, an old friend of the show, basically the demonic puppet master of probably every freaky elitist endeavor on the planet for the last number of decades, has decided all of a sudden to depart, to shuffle off into retirement. Very interesting man, you got to give it to him. He has some staying power, but he also probably has a lot of skeletons in the closet. Let's have a listen to him saying, basically, don't worry, be happy. I've made a ton of money, and I've made it on you, war, economic oppression, and keeping all my cozy elite friends in diamonds and pearls. Yeah. Run the video, Oggy.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Oh, yeah,
you
boy.
Might want to hear it in your pod. You'll own nothing and be happy.
Uh-huh.
ain't got no cash, ain't got no car, but 24 booster shots in your arm, oh nothing.
This is great.
Be happy. You can't even buy in the store because of your low social credit score. Oh, nothing. Be happy.
Guess what? Klaus hasn't just decided, I don't think, Augie, to, you know, just leave, make way for a younger man. This is certainly not the case. There's a few little skeletons in Klaus's personal closet, Augie, I think, yes?
Correct, Che. According to the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Schwab, coincidentally, is being accused of using the forums, the World Economic Forum's resources, to pursue his own personal business goals. So this story is old as earth, Che. A globalist, pro-democrat, pro-freedom leader turned out to be a corrupt rat.
Yeah, and let's not mention the big gang of women who say that he was up to no good, bullying them, sexually harassing them. You know, that just goes with the territory, right? Jeff's Island, come on. So that brings us to the end yet again of another episode of the Moscow Mules. And I think this week has really been about the fact that the struggle between the elites and the globalist elite and the deep state, all these elements are very, very much cornered rats right now. And they're under threat, they're in danger, and they're in danger from a very powerful movement. And we think here on the show that they're going to get angrier and angrier, they're going to do more and more to try and keep war moving. It's just like peace being a dirty word, as we say, in Ukraine. Well, you know, you're going to have a front row seat with Augie and I as we take the ghost train through the caves of insanity. We're not going anywhere. Well, we hope not. So we hope to see you same time, same place next week. Until then, look after yourselves.